We say we want to become good people. We say we want to be happy. We say we want peace. We want serenity. We want to suffer no longer. And then we go on chasing things that are not in our control. We say, money will make me happy. But money is not in my control. But I think it is, partially. We say, I want to have more friends. I want to have people who will make me feel special, who will make me feel valued, who will make me feel important, cherished, cared for. But I am not in control of how other people think of me, or if those people whom I would love and who would love me even live in the same country as I do. How will I get to them? Do they even exist? And that's out of my control. And I want to be remembered for something great I've done. But posterity is out of my control. The appreciation of other people is out of my control. And so I am chasing things for the name of serenity and meaning and happiness, who push and pull me from one hardship to the next misery, rather than focus on things that I can control, myself, my beliefs, my opinions, my treatment of others, my treatment of myself, my treatment of this world, my outlook on this world, my condemnation of others, my damnation of myself. I rather choose to focus on all the things that are external to me, which are external for the very fact that I am not in control of them. And I want appreciation, and I want the means, and I want the caring of other people. And I go chase that, and I go try to impress, and I go try to make myself valuable in their eyes. And if they didn't see it, it wasn't worth anything. Is this what justice tells us? Is this what truth tells us? That if other people don't see it happening, it is worth nothing? Is there not that judge that travels with us, no matter where we go and no matter what we do? Is everything not witnessed by us? Everything that we do is witnessed by you. Everything that you do is seen by you. Truth, justice, meaning, happiness is satisfied. But that's not enough for us. We need other people to see it. And so we think we are dedicated to truth and justice and beauty and happiness and meaning. But we look for progress in other people's opinions about us. And we look for progress in our own wealth. And we look for progress in how we are remembered. We focus on one thing and expect progress in another. We focus on the externals, the uncontrollable, and then we expect progress in all those things that we could give ourselves that are in our control. We expect to be less judging, more accepting, more understanding, more clear-headed, level-headed, and reasoned. But that's not where we're putting the work in. We keep focusing on the externals. We keep focusing on the lower things. We keep focusing on the things that we're not in control of, and we drive ourselves mad rather than focusing on the internal things which we are in control of, which would make perfect sense for us. And so we try to find meaning by becoming worthy to others. We try to find happiness by entertaining others. And we don't see that we're putting effort into one thing and expecting a result in another. It's never, ever going to work. And we know that, yet we keep doing it. And we wonder why this one thing is not producing the other. But if we finally devote ourselves, dedicate ourselves to that which we are in control of, which is what reason tells us to do, because reason, reality, truth would never tell us to try to control something that we are not in control of. And we keep holding ourselves responsible for things that we're not in control of. And as I always say, if you ever wanted the perfect recipe to drive yourself insane and to drive yourself to misery, it is this: to hold yourself responsible for things that you are not in control of. But if we finally give ourselves to the things that we are in control of, if we finally give ourselves to truth and stop interpreting it the way that we like it, and then have it once again slap us in the face because it will not let us do that to it, if we finally want to start accepting and seeing things the way they really are, then we need to start letting go of everything that stands in the way, letting go of everything that we're not in control of, trying to influence those things, and to finally put our resources, which is our time, our attention, towards that which we truly are in control of and which will truly set us free. I don't need to change the opinions of others to change my opinion of myself. I don't need to change the world to make it like the way I would like it. I need to start liking the world the way that it is already. This is peace. This is truth. This is meaning. This is serenity. To finally focus on the same thing in which we expect to make progress. And this is what I would like you to think about for the next days, weeks, months, years, rest of your life. Because there's nothing else than this. We're going to get the same results if we keep doing the same things. And so why don't you change it? Why don't you just try something else? Why don't we finally try to focus our resources on what is really in our hands and what is really happening instead of trying to change everything else and instead of feeding this illusion of control that we have over external things that we clearly value over the internal things. But the highest good is inside. This universe is not as cruel as you think. It did not put the highest good in the hands of others. It has put the highest good in your own hands. And it is others who make it seem like it is not there. And it's your work to remind yourself what is truly in your control and what should therefore be your focus. And so, every day, we should do this. We should try this multiple times a day with everything we do, even if it's something we've been doing for so long and we keep doing every day and it's just become routine and it's really not something to think about. Let's think about, as I do this, what do I expect? What progress do I expect? What am I putting the effort that I dedicate to this towards? What am I expecting out of this? As I put this food in my mouth, what do I expect it to do? I expect it to nourish me, to sustain me, to give me health. So why then am I eating grease? Why then am I eating sugar? Why do I do this thing and expect progress in health? It's not going to happen. Do you see what a small example this is, but what a big difference it makes? Immediately something will snap in your head and say, well, then why am I doing this? This makes no sense. And as soon as something doesn't make sense to you, you will drop it effortless, instant, and you will go to the food that actually nourishes you, that is actually healthy. And as a result, you will feel better. And you say, I hate these people. you watch the news or you see someone on the street, I hate these people. What is my hate towards? What progress am I making by sustaining this belief, this hate, this emotion, whatever it is? Do I not see that hate brings me towards what I am hating? It makes me become my own enemy. You become what you hate. So what is this towards? What do I in my daily practice, what do I in my week, in my month, at my work, at home, at anything I do, what is it that I'm focusing on? And what progress do I expect to get out of it?